was an effort where they did a school boycott. And this was led by the black churches, Mount Zion, First AME Church. There was an effort to basically allow black children to go to schools in other neighborhoods. Because the thinking was, our schools in the central area are subpar. One, because the teachers are, usually they're young, and they come in, they get trained, and then they move them out. And then just the buildings themselves, and you know, there were the books, you know. So black parents just wanted the opportunity for their kids to be able to go anywhere. This is the precursor to busing. And, you know, I mean, there's so much people didn't know, but they were right about the education, but they were wrong in terms of if you send everybody out, right, what happens, right? The response was that busing came about, right? So they boycotted the schools. They took 2 days, and they took all the children, all the black children came out of the schools, actually some white children as well, Asian children as well, all came out of the public school system within the central area. And they had freedom schools. And so they took the kids to churches and community centers and did black history education for several days. They did that for several days. And it made such an impact that the school system then started the process, which then ended up being busing. And that busing wasn't that it was all bad. People were better educated when they went to Roosevelt or when they went to, you know, they got a better education in a lot of ways. But culturally, it was hard on people. It was hard. I bused for 3 years. It was so difficult for me to come out of Horace Mann and go to BF Day for, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. By sixth grade, I said, I got to go back. At BF Day, it was like I was, you know, I was in a hole or something. You know, there were no good experiences that I can remember. And I can remember sitting down in sixth grade with the phone book, trying to figure out how to get myself transferred back to Washington. I don't know how it actually happened, but I ended up back at Washington by seventh grade. And my mother would come to the school at Washington. She would be in the hallway and stuff. And my sister taught one of the classes, my older sister, at Washington. So it was much more community, right? When I was at BF Day, I was all alone. You know, I'd bus out there, and it seemed like an eternity. It seemed so far away. But so then I went back to Washington, and it was depleted. You know, there was nobody there. My graduating class of Garfield, I graduated in 1974, there was 99 students at that graduating